Hello, hello, hello. This is the Air Castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to again be in the tower room of the Air Castle, which is in our very topmost tower, because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. We expect to see Clickety-Clack, a happy little, funny little wooden man who is only 1 foot high. He will be coming up a winding stairway pretty soon with his little playmate, Bugler Murphy. And possibly Happy Duck will have returned today. And while we are waiting for them, we might just sort of rest and look through this great tower room, which has so many antiques and beautiful treasures of days long gone by. Hanging from the beams of the ceiling are banners, all done in very bright colors, with symbols and characters on them, which tell us of the ones who proudly carried them through battle and through many campaigns years ago. Some of the furniture is very, very old. And we just imagine at times that we can see some little girl or some little boy sitting there, perhaps holding their dolly, just as they did 300 or 400 or even 500 or 600 years ago. Well, we have a little visitor. Just flew in through the window. A very pretty little butterfly. Hello, little butterfly. Where are you going? Where are you going? Just fluttered right over my head here, and is now fluttering around the room. Bright red and gold and blue are the colors in his pretty little wings. My, but he's pretty. Butterfly has flown away. The magic bells are ringing for all of the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. And for the little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore. Clickety-Clack will be here pretty soon, we're sure of that. Yes, here he comes. Clickety-clack-a-tick-clack-a-tick-clack. Little wooden man. 1 foot high. Here we are, here we are, Bugler Murphy says. Hello there. Two of the happiest little wooden men we have ever seen in all of our lives. My, but they're nice little fellows. Clickety Clack is nodding yes to show that he agrees with us and that he also thinks they are nice little fellows. Hello, Yip. Here's Yip, little wooden dog. My, Yip seems to be hungry. Are you little wooden gentlemen very hungry? I should say so. Well, then, Bugler Murphy, here's your favorite food. Nice, fresh sunflower seed. You're welcome. Bugler Murphy was very hungry. Now, here you are, Clickety Clack, some nice cherry sawdust. You know, Clickety Clack likes three different kinds of sawdust. Coconut, walnut, and cherry. So today we're going to give him his very favorite kind, which is cherry soda. There you are. Oh, and he's chewing it so well. He always remembers to chew his food very well before he swallows it, because he knows that makes him strong, so that he can run fast and jump high. Now, and here you are, Yep. Here's some nice sawdust for you. Being a little wooden dog, he likes that very much, too. Ah, just help yourself. Yip was very hungry, too. Now, if President Pip were only here, perhaps we could learn of the whereabouts of Happy Duck. Has anyone seen Happy Duck? My, we're so worried about little Happy Duck. Hasn't been near the Air Castle for days. You don't know where Happy Duck is? Oh, that's too bad, Bugle Murphy. Well, I'll tell you what we might do. We might sing a little song. Perhaps President Pip will hear us. If it's one of his favorite songs, he'll hurry upstairs, and then we'll ask him the question. The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. Yes, summer. The darkies are gay. The corn tops ripen, the meadows in the bloom, and the birds make music all the day. Oh, well, hello, President Pip.
Yeah, well, goodness me, I heard you singing my favorite song, and I just tiptoed upstairs. Oh, but story, man.
Why, President Pip, what on earth has happened to you?
Oh, goodness me. Don't say it too loud.
Why, I'm so surprised I hardly know what to do. What in the world has happened to your beard?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Tell you what happened. You see, I was going to wash my hair and my beard. And I told Mr. Otter, please hand me the hair tonic.
Yes?
Because I want my beard to grow nice and long, and so I said, well, I'll put a little tonic on it, and I'll have the finest beard there is.
Yes.
And Mr. Earl handed me a bottle of green ink. Now I look like the little man with the green beard. Goodness me. Well, now, just a minute. Here. No, I can't have that. I may look funny, but there's no need in laughing. I'm still the president, regardless. And whereas and whereby, I hereunto fix my hand and seal and make a proclamation. Nobody is allowed to laugh at the president. Green, pink, orange, or purple beard. Now, I think I will make a proclamation and issue the proclamation all over the land to make believe that for this rest of this term, the president of the land of make believe shall be known and recognized by the color of his beard.
Well, President Pitt, of course, if you make a proclamation to that effect, naturally it will become law.
Well, that's what I'll do then. Hand me the pen.
Here you are, President Pitt.
I'll write it right here, and we'll put it up on the outside of the door in front of the castle. To all whom it may concern, let it hereby be known and understood and acknowledged as follows. President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln McPip, will be recognized as wearing a green beard. It is further understood that none of the loyal subjects and citizens will be permitted to smile, snicker, giggle, or laugh as he passes by them in pursuit of his daily duties. Signed, same.
Oh, I think you better sign your full name.
Oh, all right. You know who it is. Signed, President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPip.
All right, President Pip. By the way, I think you're quite attractive with the green beard.
Well, wait till the little man with the green beard hears about this. He's liable to protest, but I can't help it. I'm the president, and I'm the one who makes the proclamation.
I should say so, Bigler Murphy says.
Well, now, you little wooden man look pretty sleepy and tired to me. I think perhaps you'd better just go to sleep.
Figgity Clack is sleeping already, snoring his funny little wooden snore. And all the children know that.
Slumber bound falls to you, see the stars peeking through, hear the dream bells tinkle, take a trip with Rip Van Winkle, hand in hand to slumber.
I go to magic bells, President Pip. I wouldn't worry about my green beard if I were you.
Oh, I won't. It's going to be the most stylish one there is. Goodbye, Stringer.
Goodbye, President Pip and everyone. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.